Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Well, just as we anticipated, Khloe Kardashian has clapped back at the photo debacle. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1. That was me clapping.
Oh, I'm like, why are you clapping?
Streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. Everything entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Hey.
We're just clapping back.
We're clapping.
We got claps. Like, we got the claps.
Clapping? You got the clap?
Ooh, get that looked at. I wanted to just take a moment to, first of all, congratulate us on our superior pop culture predictions.
Go Team Cobra!
Go Team Cobra! Bradley, do you want to get everybody up to speed on what she's clapping back about and what we knew she was going to clap? Why we knew she was going to clap?
Well, I'm assuming the clapping back you're talking about is how, is in reference, rather, to an unauthorized photo, allegedly, supposedly.
Correct.
That made its rounds on social media that was apparently being hunted down by Team Kardashian. And not because there's anything wrong with the photo, but because she just didn't want that photo out there. But there's not anything. She's beautiful in the photo, but she didn't. But it's her photo, so you can't do that. Okay, sure.
So I think, and rightly so, everybody was like, why? Wait, hold the phone. Like, you want to take backsies on a photograph because you didn't approve it, which just tells us that all of your photos are doctored within an inch of their life. And this was a perfectly great photograph. She just didn't like it. Well, we knew that she was going to clap back. Did we not?
Yeah, I want to. I have not read her back of clap, so I'm curious to hear what it is. Yeah.
Okay, so I'll explain.
And then we'll take a victory lap.
Okay, perfect. It came in the form of an Instagram post, and the Instagram post was 1, 2, 3, 4. I think 5 slides deep. The first slide is a video of her standing in front of her bathroom mirror, wearing a pair of, I would say, probably Skims briefs.
Okay.
And nothing else.
Yeah.
She's covering her nipples and she's moving.
Yeah.
You know, she's kind of dancing around. She jumps up and down at one point. She turns to the side so you can see her chiseled abdominals, etc. Okay. Then you flip to the next one. This one, Kim is also sort of shows up in it. She appears to be in the shower, a very large bathroom, and she's showing herself in a bra and like a G-string and sweatpants, which she pulls down, right? And it's all video. All of that is important and on purpose. Then the next one is a still shot. Okay, it is. It's 6 slides. Okay, now we come to the words. Okay, so it's like a tweetstagram because she wrote the words in the slide.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey guys, this is me and my body unretouched and unfiltered. The photo that was posted this week is beautiful, but as someone who has struggled with body image her whole life, when someone takes a photo of you that isn't flattering, in bad lighting, or doesn't capture your body the way it is after working so hard to get it to this point, and then shares it to the world, you should have every right to ask for it to not be shared, regardless of who you are. Okay, so that's the first paragraph. Yep. Would you like me to go all the way through, or would you like to...
No, feel okay. free.
All right. Next, she says, in truth, the pressure, constant ridicule, and judgment my entire life to be perfect and to meet other standards of how I should look has been too much to bear. Quote, Khloe is the fat sister. Quote, Khloe is the ugly sister. Quote, her dad must not be her real dad because she looks so different. Quote, the only way she could have lost that weight must have been from surgery. Should I go on? She goes on to say, oh, but who cares how she feels because she grew up in a life of privilege. She's also on a reality show, so she signed up for all of this. I'm, of course, not asking for sympathy, but I am asking to be acknowledged for being a human. I'm not perfect, but I promise you that I try every day to live my life as honestly as possible and with empathy and kindness. It doesn't mean that I have not made mistakes, But I'm not going to lie, it's almost unbearable trying to live up to the impossible standards that the public have all set for me. For over a decade now in photos, every single flaw and imperfection has been microanalyzed and made fun of to the smallest detail, and I am reminded of them every day by the world. And when I take that criticism to use as motivation to get myself in the best shape of my life and to even help others with the same struggles, I'm told I couldn't have done it through the hard work. I must have paid for it all. You never quite get used to being judged and pulled apart and told how unattractive one is, but I will say, if you hear anything enough, then you start to believe it. This is an example of how I've been conditioned to feel, that I'm not beautiful enough just being me. I love a good filter, good lighting, and edit here and there, the same way I throw on some makeup, get my nails done, or wear a pair of heels to present myself to the world the way I want to be seen. It's exactly what I will continue to do unapologetically. My body, my image, and how I choose to look, and what I want to share is my choice. It's not for anyone to decide or judge what's acceptable or not anymore. And here's the final paragraph. For those else who feel the constant pressure of not ever feeling perfect enough, I want you to know I see you and I understand. Every day I'm told by my family and friends who love me that I'm beautiful, but I know that needs to be believed from within. We're all unique and perfect in our own way, whichever way one chooses to be seen. I've realized that we cannot continue to live life trying to fit into the perfect mold of what others have set for us. Just do you and make sure your heart is happy. Your thoughts on Khloe Kardashian's response?
I would say yes to all of that, and this is completely unrelatable. Mm-hmm. Now, here's what I mean by that. So I agree with everything she's saying. She's saying a lot of things that have meaning and mm-hmm. value, that you need to be comfortable with yourself. No matter how hard you try, people will always judge you. All of those things, you know, constant pressure. Sure, like people can relate to that experience. But the thing that I find fascinating about Khloe Kardashian is that this is being used as sort of like a weapon, but also like a defense, but also like a platform for capitalism. Mm-hmm. Okay, so all of those things go together. What does that mean? I'm saying, like, it's a perfectly, like, from a theatrical celebrity, like, human standpoint, all of that stuff makes sense. And you're like, yes, Khloe, yes, snap, snap, body positive. We're all just trying to make it in the world. Yes. But then I have to ask myself, why is she saying this? What is the purpose of this? This is not just a human statement, a human truth. It's too easy to just go, yeah, and then keep walking. If that works for you, great. Like, you carry that forward. Like, it encourages you to shed some shame and let go of some stuff and just post whatever you want and feel good about it. But I think there's a lot more going on there. And I think this has a lot more to do with the billion-dollar brands that are behind the Kardashian empire at this point, and selling a product. So this is in service of selling a product. This is a brand selling a product. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, I start to ask myself, well, what is the brand trying to sell me, right? Because mm-hmm. I start to think about things like, what did you say? Like, there was a piece in there where she talks about acknowledged for being a human. Where was that?
I'll grab it for you here. Who cares how she feels, because she grew up in a life of privilege. She's also on a reality show, so she signed up for all of this. I'm, of course, not asking for sympathy, but I am asking to be acknowledged for being human.
But what I find so interesting is this is not you, mm-hmm. right? This is not Barb in Coon Rapids.
Right.
This is a person who has chosen to monetize her personhood.
Yeah.
And I don't know, honestly, and this is what makes it so problematic, and this is why I keep yes-anding things, I don't know how much of it she chose. Right? Like, because she's grown up in this family where I think our impression is that it's a family business, and you're either in or you're out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that there's a lot of pressure on Khloe to be in. And that requires you to then, you know, do things all in service of the family business.
Yeah.
Not in the service of your own humanity, because that's just too cheap and easy. Brands do that to us all the time. They try to, like, you know, they try to get us with emotions and feelings. And those are all good. But for what? To buy something? And I think that's what Chloe's doing. This is not about Chloe as a person. This is about Chloe as a brand who sells a product which requires you to feel good about who you are.
And the thing that there's like a huge gray area in this, to sort of capitalize on what you're saying, Bradley, that there's a gray area in this, right? When she runs through the litany of messages she's quote, been given, quote, Chloe is the fat sister, quote, Chloe is the ugly sister. Were those not in some ways perpetuated by the very thing that
Did you call her the fat sister?
Never.
The ugly sister?
Never.
We've all been aware that those things have been attributed to her, but where did that come from?
Right, that narrative, and I don't know the answer to that, right? Yeah. Like, I don't know the true answer to that, but what I do know is, in some ways, that has propelled the brand that is Chloe, and so...
It works for her.
Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't say it works for her as an individual. It works for her brand.
So it's interesting to me because I think there's a complexity. And I know that that sounds ridiculous, right? Like, we're actually just talking about a celebrity clapping back about a photo and a whole thing and they're reality stars. You know, this is what we call going deep in the shallow.
Yeah.
Because I really think it isn't so black and white, mm-hmm. as in Chloe's version of reality is the version of reality, yeah. or our version of reality is the version of reality. There's all these sort of gray areas and these places where, you know, these situations that are kind of braided together in a way that makes it really difficult to see the forest for the trees.
Well, do you know what makes it difficult? It is the product that's being sold, which is a person.
Yeah, that's
a good point. The idea of a person, because they are using her personhood to sell a product. That's why they're using valid language as a weapon. They are weaponizing body positivity, and weaponizing is maybe too strong a word, monetizing body positivity for their own benefit. This is not a philosophical treatise on women. Like, I would take her seriously if she had studied. I just don't think that's what this is.
Yeah.
And I think it's also too easy to just be like, she's lying, she's dumb, she's just blah, blah, blah. It's like, to your point, it's not as easy as that. This is a complicated thing. But right. at the end of the day, you have to ask yourself, why is she doing this? It's not because she feels, this is my judgment. I don't believe it's because of anything she feels personally. I think it's because she understands that when she embraces this personal story that she's, with the help of her family, created over the years, it benefits their bottom line and allows them to continue to sell a product, which is themselves.
And the piece that is, to me, the most sad about this is that they don't know any different.
Yeah.
She will never know any different.
Yeah.
She will never know what it is like to be a person who lives in a body that is not there to make money for you. She will never know what that's like.
Which, just imagine how tortured you must be. I mean, imagine knowing how tortured we all are by, like, living in a system which is constantly telling us there's something wrong with us so that we can, you know, fix that. Like, mm-hmm. we all know that. We all feel that. We're all a part of that. But like, it's embedded in her because from the, you know, time they were very little. I don't know how old she was when the reality show started.
I had to have been a teenager.
But I believe it probably started even before that, right?
Yeah.
Like, the life in the public spotlight, and it's just become something so innate that it's got to be hard to separate, you know, the story. And they probably lie to themselves all the time, like, oh, we're gonna say this for the story, aka the show, or, you know, an Instagram post, but really I'm behind this and I'm a real person. I'm like, I don't know how much of that you, like, really can appreciate,
right? Or the real person that you are has been influenced and created by who you are as a public figure.
And what your mom has sold you as.
It's heartbreaking. Again, it's more complicated than just, you know, her words versus our words.
Yeah, for sure.
It is a complicated...
Because there's oxygen in, they have a benefit. There is a benefit to people criticizing her.
Yeah.
When people call her names, that works for them. Mm-hmm. Because that's that's oxygen in their environment.
Absolutely.
That creates the opportunity to that. That's why we predicted.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Holly Roberts has brought us all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a Dirt Alert. Hi. What's up, Holly?
Hi. So, going to wrap up our last conversation before we went to break with a nice little bow. Now, you guys received a tweet from an astute listener saying, oh, look at the timing of Khloe Kardashian's clapping back to the haters.
Thanks, Lisa Marie.
Thanks, Lisa Marie, to pointing out the fact that a new episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians is on E! Tonight.
Mm-hmm. Interesting how that works.
Nothing is real.
And everyone smokes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Do you think the Kardashians, do we know the Kardashians smoke on the DL? Anyone?
Probably.
Actually, I would
probably
think
some
that,
weed.
Well, who knows what they do? Well, you know, I think
recreational
that,
weed.
They might vape.
It's legal.
Yeah. I want to say that Kim Kardashian has thrown parties with CBD party favors
you
at
are
one
correct.
Point in time, and she has publicized that fact.
You
so,
are correct.
You know. Take that for what you will. Oh, also, in more Kardashian-adjacent news, this broke yesterday afternoon that Andy Cohen is going to be hosting a Keeping Up with the Kardashians reunion special to wrap up the series finale of Keeping Up with the Kardashians over at E!
Shan't be watching.
He said you could ask anything.
You can eventually. Watch. You can watch.
Listen, here's the thing. Like, if you really want to get super deep in, like, get your tinfoil hat on and put it on real tight, you could believe that that picture was leaked all for this very purpose.
Of course it was.
Right?
Are you kidding?
It's so obvious.
The leak is not the... I could understand if the leak wasn't intentional, but that the cease and desist...
Yes.
...served a purpose other than as communicated in the cease and desist mm-hmm. behavior.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, what I'm saying is it could have started at any point, mm-hmm. but it is not so far out of the realm of possibility to assume that all of that was orchestrated.
Well, let's think of the rollout of the story. It was over the weekend, there was this photograph of Khloe Kardashian that they wanted to hide. Now, we didn't actually see the photograph until a couple of days later when such outlets as the Daily Mail mm-hmm. and TMZ mm-hmm. had special before and after slides mm-hmm. of the exclusive photograph. And then a new episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, crescendoing with Khloe's clapback.
Like, she has a novella-length clapback mm-hmm. ready to go, which...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm reading your face. Everybody else, you can't listen. You can't hear his face.
I
but
don't
it's
see
saying,
her sitting okay. down at her morning desk, looking out at the, you know, Calabasas sunshine, mm-hmm. Taking, you know, an ostrich quill and, you know,
dipping it into the inkwell
and then, you know, penning this delightfully prosaic letter. Anyway, really quickly, can I just add, when you type in Google, do any of the card, it finishes Kardashian smoke.
Oh,
it's the first
really?
Thing. And then it goes, do any of the Kardashians smoke weed, smoke cigarettes, have a college degree, sing, have tattoos, plastic surgery, breast implants, COVID. Mm-hmm. So, like, in that order, it's so bizarre to me. But obviously, people also wonder if they smoke. And there's a CheatSheet.com article from 2019 that alleges to address that very question.
Wow. Thank you, CheatSheet.com. For that wonderful, wonderful information. It would actually be shocking if any of the Kardashians had a regular smoking habit.
Courtney does. I don't know why I think that, but
because she's the quote unquote. Yeah, well, no, she's the quote unquote healthy one. Yeah.
I bet Kendall does too. I feel like Kendall
because she's a model.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's why, and that's not fair to models.
I'm sorry, models. To all the models listening, we apologize for implying you smoke.
Okay. Sorry, supermodels.
Yeah.
Back in my modeling days, I smoked like a chimney.
When you were at the Barbizon school?
Yes.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we are going to solve some pop culture mysteries in the form of blind items. We do it every day at 12:30. It's called Blinded by the Item. Won't you join us? We'll do that after this on My Talk 107.1. Just got the nicest note. We're going to get to the pop culture mysteries, but right now we just want to say thank you to Anne. Thank you. Anne sent us a really nice note. Thank you, Anne. And, you know, we are now accepting any nice notes.
Yeah.
On the Colleen and Bradley show.
Well, you know, we just get torrents of hate mail constantly. So it's such a breath of fresh air to be given the opportunity to be loved by someone. That none of those things are true. But we are grateful to Anne. Thank you. She sent us a very nice card. And it has stickers on it. You didn't see the stickers.
You didn't show me the stickers. You just showed me the note. Aww, oh, that's so cute.
Oh, there's a little Squirtle.
I love it.
You don't know what that means.
It's a Pokemon.
I do. I know what a Squirtle is.
Gotta catch them all.
Aren't you fancy?
The very best.
Yeah, sing it. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1. Streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And we are pop culture detectives, and we want to solve these pop culture mysteries in this segment we call Blinded by the Item.
Try to catch all these celebrity gossip mysteries, okay. Colleen and Bradley. I'm sure, NT Lawyer is sure, all of you figured this out by now, but there is no way on any plane dimension bizarro world that this A-list reality star is a billionaire. I also think it is quite funny that the announcement was made the day the family needed a talking point that was 180 from the nightmare that has consumed them since the weekend.
Didn't I say that?
Yes, we did.
Ooh, Kim Kardashian. Yeah. Also, interestingly, because then the next day the narrative was that Kylie was off the list.
But we knew that she was off the list last summer.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because Forbes told us.
Right. Forbes published an expose on themselves.
So next, we're going to read the expose. I mean, who's got what's going on over at Forbes? Who's in bed with who? You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
I mean, everything smokes and nothing is real.
Mm-hmm. So totally true. Blinded by
the item. Another celebrity gossip mystery for Colleen and Bradley to solve. Ooh. Icky. This one's icky.
Uh-oh.
This A-plus list celebrity to anyone under the age of 10 says that this one-name singer used to always hit on the celebrity when the celebrity was in her tween and early teen years.
An A-list celebrity to anyone under the age of 10.
Yes. A-plus list. One-name singer.
Yes. So two people to think about.
Oh, okay. Oh, is that what's her name? She a lesbian now?
JoJo?
Actually, she's pansexual. Mm-hmm. That is her official designation, as we read about yesterday.
Yes.
Yes.
So JoJo Siwa says this one named singer used to always hit on her when she was in her tween, early teen years.
Cher.
Is the one named singer a female or a male?
Well, I can't ask. No, I can't answer that for you.
Oh, okay.
Let's just figure it out. You'll figure it out. There's an easy road to
this
answer.
It's not Cher.
It's not Cher. Whoa.
I'm just kidding.
No.
It's Drake.
No.
I was going to say Sia.
You did the math.
Oh.
Yeah.
You did the math.
That's what I was asking.
Please share the path.
Well.
To the answer.
Okay. So, JoJo Siwa was in Dance Moms with... I can see her, but I can't say her name. Maddie Ziegler, who is the muse of Sia. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Oh.
Wouldn't want to be a...
So wait, now, can I just ask? So it's JoJo Siwa saying that Sia hit on her.
Correct.
Okay.
That is according to NT Lawyer. That is what the blind item nugget of gossip
is
saying.
I always go back to... Because I watched Dance Moms... I've always paid attention to this one blind item we once read about Maddie Ziegler that she has some sort of secret.
Hmm.
And I've always been curious if the secret has something to do with Sia.
Oh,
it's a secret.
It's a secret because there have been stories recently about how close they were and that Maddie would stay at Sia's house. I'm just saying, there have been stories.
Oh.
And I'm just very curious about it. If that has something to do with whatever the big secret is of Maddie Ziegler's.
It's still a secret.
It's still a secret.
Let's do an old Hollywood gossip mystery.
Yes.
Yay. I don't know if we'll get to the destination on this one.
We will enjoy the journey.
But we'll try. This foreign-born EGOT winner had a ritual he would perform whenever he was doing a theater production. He would cruise around the lobby after a show and find a guy who might be interested in him. And then he'd invite the guy to come to the show the next evening and would have the guy service the actor during intermission.
He's not an EGOT, though.
Kevin Spacey. No, this is old.
Oh, he's also not foreign born.
Yeah. I'll give you a few.
Old Hollywood. Okay, all right.
Here are a few hints. This person, yes, EGOT winner, Academy Award winning, actor for Best Supporting Actor. For a role in a movie in the 1980s. But he was legendary on stage and screen.
Okay, so the thing is that there's only 15 EGOT winners. So it's one of those 15.
Did you just Google EGOT winners?
I did because I don't know them off the top of my head.
So who are you looking at on the list?
I'm getting there.
I suppose you might as well just...
Before you read it,
no, not
let's try to actually guess it. So,
all right.
If I'm thinking foreign born, is this a British actor?
Yes.
Okay, so if it's a British actor, is it probably somebody like, from the 80s? So he did a movie in the 80s, what's his name?
And it was a Best Supporting Actor.
He married to Elizabeth Taylor?
Not Richard Burton.
And I don't think he was an EGOT.
I doubt it.
Yeah. I don't know, Colleen, who's on your list?
Well, okay, I'm going to go through the men on the list, okay? And we have Richard Rodgers.
No.
This is somebody we would regularly know.
Well, I suppose so, if you're thinking of the world of old Hollywood and old-timey actors. This person is very accomplished. But good guess, because Cary Grant is from the UK. Archie Leach?
We've got Marvin Hamlisch.
No.
Mel Brooks.
No, we already said no to him.
I know. Mike Nichols.
No.
Scott Rudin. I'm just telling you.
No. We'll get to Robert him later Lopez. In the show. No.
Exactly. That's it. James Earl Jones.
No.
Alan Menken.
No.
Harry Belafonte.
No.
Quincy Jones.
No. Somebody who was born British. In another country.
Yeah,
in
the UK. I just read you all the EGOTs.
Okay, well then is NT Lawyer lying that this person is an EGOT?
He must not be an EGOT.
Rude.
I know.
Lies.
Tim Rice.
No.
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
No.
John Legend.
No.
See?
All right, just tell us.
It's Sir John Gielgud.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know who that is.
He's an actor. You would recognize him from the 80s because he did more than one film in the 80s.
There he is. He's on the list. He was number four.
You skipped over him.
I did skip over him.
All right. I was going to say.
I scrolled past him. It's always in the last place you look, guys.
He won his first Tony in 1948. And then he won his Oscar for the movie Arthur.
Sir John Gielgud.
Yes, apparently he had a theater ritual where he would cruise around the lobby after a show, find a guy, pick him up, invite him to the show, during intermission,
I've got a blind item. There's a
pep in your step.
I will not say who this is, but there is a musician who you all know. Who used to do this at concerts. In fact, there's probably many that did this, but only one that I absolutely know. For sure. I won't say who it is.
Well, that's not
going to do us any good. I'm sorry, it's a blind item.
All right, well.
Moving on.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Here's a...
Just wonder forever.
Here's another celebrity gossip mystery. Another example of celebrities doing what they want. Is the filming of that movie overseas about the designer. The lead actor wanted his family along. How to make that work? They gave a significant other a fake job on the movie so she could come and get around the quarantine rules.
Okay, filming of that movie overseas about the designer.
Yes.
Versace.
Is that the one that Lady Gaga is in?
Yes.
Okay. The
Gucci.
Lead. Who is the lead actor in that?
Gucci.
Gucci Pucci. I don't know. The lead actor wanted his family along. How to make that work? They gave a significant other a fake job.
Yes, so they're flaunting official quarantine rules in Italy by making his significant other.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Craft services supervisor.
I can see a picture of Lady Gaga with the lead actor, but I cannot for the life of me remember who it is.
It's a guy?
Yeah, it's a guy.
Give us a hint. How American actor?
Yeah, he's American. He is both a star of television and film. He's tall. He's got a distinctive looking face.
Oh,
Benedict Cumberbatch? No.
American, right?
American. US of A.
So it's what's his name? Was he in Star Wars?
Yes.
Yeah.
Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Adam Driver.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There we go.
Yes. Oh, interesting.
Another example of celebrities doing what they want is the filming of The House of Gucci in Italy. Adam Driver wanted his family along, but how do you make that work right now? The House of Gucci gave his significant other a fake job on the movie so that she could come along and get around the quarantine
rules. Who's his significant other?
He's married to a non-celebrity.
He's with a lady.
Joanne Tucker.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so basically they're like, Joanne, you're going to be the craft services supervisor on the third shift.
Yeah, well, there isn't one.
You know, like, I mean, of the, like, celebrity privilege roster, like, I just feel like that's surprise.
It's not super
That would
salacious.
Not bother me at all. If she did a job, like, if she was just, like, you know, handed a paycheck and didn't do anything, that would be problematic. But if she actually did the job, why not?
I do want to say thank you to our friend Donna Valentine, who texted us, Driver.
Driver!
Adam.
Thank you, Donna.
I thought that she was trying to talk to her car and then she
accidentally sent us a text. And it just happened to be the answer. Thank you, Donna.
Thank you.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we've got a little Gooper Scoopers follow up. We are in love with Apple, and that is the daughter.
Not the product line, the company.
Well, yes, that also.
Oh.
And apples in general as a fruit, but also Apple Martin, the daughter of Gwyneth Paltrow. You know what I meant.
Oh, you meant like an actual fruit.
After this on My Talk 107.1. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And you know, we love to hop on Goop. And we call ourselves the Gooper Scoopers.
Here come the Gooper Scoopers. They are gonna find you stuff that's dumb on Goop.
Goopa Scoopa, Goopa Scoopa.
That's just what they do.
Goopa Scoopa, Goopa Scoopa.
'Cause there's always stupid stuff on Goop.
Okay, so Apple Martin, who's the daughter of Gwyneth Paltrow,
yes.
Did what 16-year-olds do best, and she trolled her mom. And she trolled her mom on TikTok. And Goop thought it was so darn cute that they actually put it on their very own TikTok page.
Aww.
Now, on the one hand, I think to myself, I love you, Apple. You understand the things that we all make fun of your mom for.
Yeah.
But it also is a little example of Gwyneth Paltrow playing along with all the things she knows we all say about her.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so I put the TikTok in yellow there, Holly, if we can share that with the people. And I will just give you a verbal example of what's going on. You'll see Gwyneth Paltrow kind of acting things out as Apple is talking about him.
Oh, hold on a second.
By the way, this was in response to Gwyneth Paltrow sharing her daily skincare regime.
Yeah.
First, my mom drinks her Goop Glow Super Powder, and she eats nothing except for dates and almond butter, so she will have that. I suppose the Goop Glow is a part of her cleanse, which she's been on since the day I was born, apparently. And it's 8 a.m., and she's been doing this since 7 a.m. She just prances around the bathroom putting on her millions of Goop Glow products for her glowing skin. Yeah, then she gets to work making some more vagina eggs and candles, also vagina candles, and vagina perfumes, and just everything vagina. And yeah, that's my mom's morning routine.
That's her mom's morning routine.
That's hilarious.
I just sort of love that Apple. I mean, first of all, she's adorable. She's so stinking cute.
Yeah.
But to just have the sense of humor about her mom and know she knows exactly what we're all saying. And that's the thing about Gwyneth is making all the stuff we say about her work for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's what Goop is. That's all. I just wanted to share with you
Apple
Martin's trolling of her mother.
I'm watching the video, and I'm trying to figure out, like, did she do the video after? Right. Wait, how did that all go down?
Okay, so this is how dumb I am. I don't understand TikTok.
Yeah, I don't either. Yeah.
So I don't know how this works. Like, was there already...
It looks like she's narrating a video, like the daughter. So Apple is narrating the video that Gwyneth filmed. Mm-hmm. So this is all like, I'm sure Gwyneth was like, you know how you like totally give me crap for all the things I do? Can you do that on a video and we can use that for our TikTok page? That's how I imagine this went down. I don't know.
Because it is right there and smack dab in the middle of their TikTok page, which, by the way, I mean, Goop has a TikTok page with 8 posts on it, and they have 24,000 followers.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, it's bonkers. Well,
which isn't actually very many in the world of TikTok, right? Aren't like big TikTokers like millions?
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
There's a lot of people.
I just think it's of note that Goop has a TikTok page at all. Oh, for sure.
But this is, you can totally smell this, right? Like, this is Gwyneth, like, we're going to be in touch with the kids. See what they're doing.
Yeah. Anyway, if you want to, you can learn how to make, I don't know, what are these? Like, some sort of weird pancake situation? Banana cinnamon bokeh pancakes?
What?
No. Anyway, I'm just telling you what you can get in the content
Soka
on the Goop page.
Pancakes. Oh, Soka? I'm looking at it. I don't know what a Soka is.
Neither do
Chickpea flour, apparently. Oh, yeah. Of course, because you can't have gluten.
Right. Right. So, I mean, they've got some like cute little things there, but I love that smack dab right in the middle is Apple Martin trolling her own mother like only a 16-year-old can.
Yeah.
And those of you who are parents of teenagers... you know what I'm talking about.
I just hope that poor Apple has her own life.
I do too. You know, I wonder what will become of the Gwyneth Paltrow children.
I mean, to just have grown up around Gwyneth Paltrow has to have been a chore just because of how intentional everything she... Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously this child is completely privileged and has had all of the gifts of life. And not that that made her life easy by any stretch, because any, you know...
Life
everybody's got
hard.
Their own challenges, but the additional challenge of having Gwyneth Paltrow as your mom, oh, what if she's just like, I just feel bad for like kids who are like, but this is whether you're a Kardashian child or you're a, you know, I don't know, pick the celebrity child. Like, what if you just like don't ever want to be seen and just want to like play in the dirt?
Yeah.
And like, you don't care about how you look.
Mm-hmm. And you don't want to be in the family business.
Yeah.
And what if you just want to be like an accountant?
Yeah, like, I don't want to do a video for your dumb TikTok page.
Yeah, I
want to
work on my actuarial chart.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, Sharon, no, she didn't. Oh, but she did after this.
Mm-hmm. Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.